You're tuned to The Record from KUOW Seattle. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm David Hyde. And for much of the past decade, the life of Seattle native Amanda Knox has been clouded by the murder of her friend and roommate, Meredith Kircher. Kircher was murdered back in 2007. Knox and her boyfriend were charged with that murder and convicted. They spent 4 years in an Italian jail. Then in an appeal, they were acquitted and Amanda returned home to Seattle. But Italy's highest court overturned that acquittal and called for a retrial. Today, the retrial comes to an end. A court in Florence, Italy has a verdict. She was found guilty and sentenced to 28 and a half years. Ann Bremmer is an attorney in Seattle who's familiar with the case. She was the spokesperson for the Seattle-based group called Friends of Amanda Knox. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So what are your thoughts on today's ruling?
Well, I was stunned when the appellate court overturned her finding of innocence. And I'm even more stunned with this. I mean, this is a case, the most important part of which is on the appeal, there were independent experts appointed by the court to look at all the forensic evidence, and what they found was that it was contaminated, it was inadmissible, it was incompetent as evidence, and not reliable. And there's nothing else in the case. And yet there's yet another conviction and yet another trial.
And the United States has an extradition treaty with Italy. What are the chances that the U.S. will actually extradite Amanda Knox to Italy?
I think a lot of the legal experts have concluded that the likelihood of extradition is remote, especially when you're talking about double jeopardy as applies here in the U.S., being tried over and over for the same case when you've been acquitted, but also factual innocence. So will the State Department pursue this? We'll have to see. But more importantly, if it does go further, then it goes before a judge in Washington who has to hear all of these issues and decide on extradition. So remote at best.
Ann Bremmer is a spokesperson for the Seattle-based group Friends of Amanda Knox, and we're talking about the Amanda Knox case. A court in Florence, Italy has a verdict in that case. In the appeal, she was found guilty and sentenced to 28 and a half years. And I'm wondering, are you in touch with Amanda Knox at all?
I have been. I had an email from her this morning.
And what are her thoughts?
She was hoping for justice.
She's 26 years old. She's got her whole life ahead of her. Is she concerned? I mean, how concerned is she that she's going to continue to have to sort of live in limbo and have a tough time regaining a normal life?
Well, she's more concerned now, of course, because, up until now, it looked likely that she would be acquitted in this latest incarnation, of this trial. But now that there's a conviction, it's just going to have to be something she's going to have to continue to fight. She said it's like she's been crawling on a bed of nails, and then she has to get up and do it again.
What's next for her then in the courts?
Well, it's going to be up to you. Well, there's a couple of things. She can appeal this conviction in Italy out of the Florence court to the highest court in Rome again. She has lawyers there. But also, if there's going to be an application, through the Italian courts for her extradition, the State Department, then she's going to fight for the United States too.
And, I mean, can she travel?
No. I mean, I shouldn't say no. And she's given the conviction, and if they make a request for extradition and there's a warrant in Interpol, it'll be difficult for her to travel beyond the United States.
I see. All right. Ann Bremmer, thank you.
Thank you.
Ann Bremmer is an attorney in Seattle familiar with the Amanda Knox case. She was the spokesperson for the Seattle based group called Friends of Amanda Knox. Once again, a court in Florence has verdict in the case. She was found guilty and sentenced to 28 and a half years. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm David Hyde.